And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 23rd of January, 2012. It's the birthday of the French writer Stendhal, born in Grenoble, France, 1783, a psychological novelist, more interested in his characters' inner lives than in their surroundings. He graduated from public school in his little town, went to Paris, got a job with Napoleon's war ministry, worked his way up, lived all over Europe, fell in love with women along the way. In Milan, in his late teens, he fell in love with Angela Pietragrua, a 23-year-old woman who later became the character of Gina Pietranera in The Charterhouse of Parma, his novel. He fell in love with Matilda Viscontini-Dembowski, the wife of a Polish general, who was smart, she was beautiful, she was unattainable. Stendhal followed her across Italy, trying to disguise himself in green glasses, loitering around the park where she walked, getting himself invited to the same parties she would be at. She let him come sit in her parlor and talk to her, but only once every 2 weeks, which nearly drove him crazy. In his book entitled On Love, he described the seven stages of falling in love, from admiration to pleasure to doubt to what he calls crystallization. He wrote, "Half, indeed, the most beautiful half of life is hidden from one who has not loved passionately." It's the birthday of the poet Derek Walcott, born on St. Lucia in the Caribbean, 1930, grew up reading Wordsworth, John Milton, Andrew Marvel, got a scholarship to study in Jamaica, then to study theater in the United States, then went back home and founded the Trinidad Theater Workshop. Taught at Boston University, became friends with Robert Lowell, and in 1990 published his epic poem Omeros, a retelling of Homer's Odyssey set on St. Lucia. Derek Walcott, who said, "I come from a place that likes grandeur. It likes large gestures. It is not inhibited by flourish. It is a society of physical performance. It is a society of style. I grew up in a place in which if you learned poetry, you shouted it out. Boys would scream it out and perform it and flourish it. If you wanted to approximate that thunder or that power of speech, it couldn't be done by a little modest voice in which you muttered something to someone else. I come out of that society of the huge gesture, and literature is like that." Here's a poem for today by Charles Bukowski entitled The Click of Miracle. At the quarter horse meet at Hollywood Park around 5 p.m., if you are sitting at ground level in the pavilion, the track appears to be above you. And in the strange shadow sunlight, the silks are so bright, the color is like fresh paint on canvas, and the faces of the jocks look heroic. It's a grand time. Then a perfect and peaceful photograph, dreamlike. Such small moments keep people alive. Such small moments, so large, when it all comes together and holds. A poem by Charles Bukowski, The Click of Miracle, from Septuagenarian Stew, published by Black Sparrow Press, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by Constant Contact, combining the power of email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on your clock. ConstantContact.com. And by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.